B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Hi there, Stan.
Yeah, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry to bother you. I talked to your producer. I couldn't get through during the soapbox. He said it'd be okay if I called back now.
Well, we don't usually take phone calls right now. I don't know where he figured you could call in right now. What's your name, sir?
My name's Terry, and the reason I was calling is
yes, Terry.
I've lived in this area for the better part of 3 decades,
and long time.
And most of that time, I've been employed as an educator here in the public school system.
Oh, you're a teacher.
Yes, sir. I'm so damn nervous. This is the first time I've ever called a radio station.
Yeah, Terry, what can I do for you? We've got a limited amount of time. You're obviously a little nervous. I appreciate you calling. Producer tells you to call at the wrong time. I can't figure that out.
Being an educator, I think I'd get a thought across.
Sure. Go ahead. I'll try to put you at ease, Terry. Take your time.
I just want to call in on the soapbox because I know a lot of good folks listen to your show, and I know a lot of them have kids.
That's true, and you being an educator, what message do you want to get across, sir?
Well, I just I feel like our schools are failing. They're not only failing the kids, they're failing the educator.
They're failing the educator.
And I've been a Baptist all my life, but I'm going to catechism classes so I can convert to Catholicism so I can get a job at a private school.
So that's, I don't know that you necessarily have to be a Catholic to be a private school teacher, but if that's a goal of yours, that you want to change your religion and go to catechism classes, that's fine. I want to stop you right here, Terry.
Sure.
Terry, you said, and we hear it so often, that public schools are failing the students. How is it failing the teacher, such as yourself, that you,
well,
to the point where you want to go to a private school to teach?
Well, I like to be one-on-one with the kids.
Well, that's good.
And
smaller class sizes are important, so you get more direct time with the students. Can I ask you also, what grade do you teach, Terry?
Well, I've generally the older kids, middle school, high school.
Okay.
And I got...
You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yes.
You know, I stopped in middle school... actually, there was a transfer involved, and I went to work with the older kids.
Transfer involved with you, that you were teaching middle school kids, and the school system moved you up to older kids?
Well, we decided it would be best, because I had a hard time dealing with the immaturity. You know, you're talking 12, 13, 14, go into the classroom, and I really try to make it an immersive educational environment. Mm-hmm. I'd have presentations, and I'd have a lesson plan up on the chalkboard.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's so important. We need more teachers like you.
Well, I'd be in there, you know, 5 in the morning, and I'd spend hours putting a lesson plan up on the chalkboard, and lo and behold, that worked for a while, but then I'd come in there, you know, 7:30, after getting a cup of coffee in the teacher's lounge and come in there, and the whole lesson plan would have been erased and replaced in big letters with Terry the Fairy.
I'm assuming.
And then I'd get very angry, and
yes,
I would force one of the children that I thought might be responsible,
yes,
to go up and erase it and write in big letters, Mr. Watley. Because I don't you know, as much as I might like these kids, you don't call me by my first name.
No.
And you certainly don't call me a fairy.
No. I mean, where would these kids pick something up like that, Terry?
I got no idea.
You married, man?
Well, I have been, sure.
But you're not right now.
I'm a widower.
Okay. Sorry to
my
hear
wife,
that.
My wife, Helen, was an educator also.
Okay. That's
she,
good.
She actually had a similar experience in the elementary level.
At elementary.
Sixth graders,
yeah.
And they would write on her board as well. They'd write down Helen Wheels when her name was actually Helen Watley. And
right.
just no respect at all out of these kids.
All right.
And so I figured I'd, you know what, let them have their fun at somebody else's expense, and I'd move on up to high school. I didn't care where they put me. They said, and I don't want to name any names because I still have a lot of friends in the school system, and God bless them. They're doing their best every day with these kids.
You know,
but I went to work for a high school, and, you know, there were a lot of minority kids, kids that didn't speak English, kids that weren't reading at level, and I thought I was getting through to a lot of these kids that were, I guess, what you could call troubled.
Okay.
They'd send them my way because I had a reputation, a good one, for being able to turn these kids around, and I thought they really appreciate what I was doing for them.
Then what's the problem here, Terry? We're talking to educator Terry. I would assume your last name is Watley, Terry Watley.
Yes.
And he has explained to us that he has lived here 3 decades. He's a teacher in the school system, was a middle school teacher for a lot of years until the kids evidently started turning on him. And what did they write on the chalkboard? They'd erase your lesson and write what?
Oh, it was just stupid stuff,
like
Terry the Fairy, and
right.
You'd have, they'd crudely drawn buttocks on the board.
Right. Now, so then you requested a move to the high school level, and you found, as so many teachers...
I don't know if they were supposed to have the outline of a middle finger, or whether it was something else.
You get to
it was just unacceptable.
You get to the high school level, and you're dealing with a lot of kids that can't read, you're dealing with minorities, you're dealing with kids that don't speak English... And now you're telling...
You know what, I like kids on the margins where I can make a real difference, see?
Right, and you thought you were making a real difference, but now you've decided that you are changing your religion from a Baptist. You're going to catechism classes so you can teach in private schools and get out of the public school system. Am I right so far, Terry?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And, well, that brings us to this final school year, which was the straw that broke the camel's back, by golly.
What happened? What happened, Terry?
It really hurt, you
what?
Know, because I really cared about these kids, and I thought I was connected with them. And, you know, they got a lot of, they like to listen to their hip-hop jazz music.
Hip hop, jazz, yeah, that's kids.
And I figured I'd play along with them, and you know, there was one kid liked to be called B Dog, and you know that sort of thing. And they mm-hmm. said, you know what, you're cool, Mr. Watley. And I appreciate that. And they said, with all due respect, would you mind if we gave you a hip hop jazz nickname?
Right.
Well, I didn't see the harm in it.
Right.
And they said, we admire and appreciate what you've done for us so much that on the final day of school, we're going to give you a shirt. We're all going to have T-shirts made with your hip-hop jazz nickname.
Okay.
And, and I didn't see the problem with it, and proudly put the shirt on. I was nearly brought to tears by it, that they would go to all that trouble on my account. And I get called to an administrator's office and given a dressing down.
Whoa.
And my kids just started, they called me out in the middle of class. And the kids just started laughing like they do, where they're slapping their knee and their pants are falling down. I felt like the biggest fool in the world because I walked to the administrator's office and he says, "Terry, can you explain to me why you and your whole class are wearing shirts that say twat?" And I said, that's not what it says. It's T-Watt. That's my hip-hop jazz nickname. Well, lo and behold, I come to find out I wasn't one of the cool kids.
No.
They were making fun of me, the derogatory.
That's what they did. That's what they did.
Thank God Helen isn't alive to see this. And
Helen Wheels.
I'm told in Catholic school you're allowed to strike the children.
I don't know. Well, maybe you are. Oh,
and
man.
Boy, Heidi, would I like to. If I could get a hold of B-Dog right now. You know what? I put my gat right there in that nasty place of his.
Oh, well, you know what?
That's
unfortunately.
At this point, I thought Terry the Fairy was as low as you could go.
Right. But, you know, old T-Watt.
And when I found out what that meant, my God.
That's
My God.
Yeah, that's, you know, down there. And, you know, that's.
I've had it. I've had it.
All right. Hey, don't worry.
And I just want to go somewhere where I can just hit these kids. I just want to punch them square in the mouth. Just take a damn Louisville slugger in there.
Okay. I got it.
Lean on this mother.
Okay. Oh. Whoa.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon. We'll be right back.
going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here.
Yeah.
Monday.
It's artificial
afternoon.
Crowd noise.
Yeah, yeah. It's a still a work in progress, as the NFL says. My name is Stan. There's my partner and friend, Mark Haney, our producer, Junior, in the other room through the glass.
Yo.
I gotta, right off the bat, gotta talk about it. My wife spotted it on our Stan and Haney Facebook page first.
Oh, what's happened?
And it has drawn the attention
of the authorities?
No, of all of Southwest Florida and experts. Junior thought, although it's the state of Florida, that he... Was that in your home, by the way?
Yeah.
That he captured Florida's first murder hornet. He put it under glass, and I saw the video, and a lot of our followers on the Stan and Haney Facebook page saw the video. I don't know if it's a murder hornet or not, but it's tremendous. Look at the size of this thing that he caught in his house.
So I think the overall consensus was that it is a cicada killer.
Yeah, I mean, it's very healthy, but I don't think it's a murder hornet.
Look at the size of him, and he's got, what, he got a little something up there for scale.
Yeah, I put one of the Stan and Haney lighters next to it.
So you can get a scale. That is a big...
Oh, look at, yeah, look at your little niece.
Oh, there's a
why is that playing?
I don't know. What does it go roll right into the next one? I wanted to... I mean, I love seeing her, but I'd like to see this hornet. So, sure, that isn't a mud dauber?
Yeah. It's definitely not a murder hornet.
Look at the size of it, though, Haney. I mean, this thing's big. And look at the video. It's trying to sting the glass.
Oh, yeah.
It was angry.
Well, how would you feel if you were captured in a mason jar by Junior?
Now here's...
You'd have to be feeling pretty bad about yourself.
Here's the thing. Did you kill it, or did you set it free?
I set it free.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I have a heart of gold. I have a heart of gold.
Boo.
Yeah, all right.
You set it free so that it will live to sting somebody else.
Yeah. And
I wanted it to live a happy life.
And to populate. Boo.
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 Yes.
You go and you kill that thing. You take that Stan and Haney lighter that was next to it, ignite it, and go and burn it.
Think of the possibilities. You know what I would have done?
What would you have done?
I would have put aluminum foil around the bottom.
Yeah.
And I would have put it in the freezer to take
right on.
To see how long it would take for the thing to freeze solid.
Right on.
That's extreme, dude.
Yeah, man.
Wasn't going to do that.
It's a curiosity of a young boy experimenting.
I've done it.
Yes.
Maybe it had a family or something. I don't know.
What is it with you?
Thing.
I have a heart of gold. What can I say,
yeah,
man?
It's a hornet.
No, you don't have a heart of gold when it comes to people. You have a heart of gold when it comes to stinging insects.
Yeah. Aw, look at the poor baby under the glass. I'm going to set you free. It's like our old other producer that caught one of them live rats and started kissing and going, baby, it's okay,
baby,
and then let him go.
Oh, good little baby.
Where he should have been in a victor trap. Crushed his head.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't forget your wife.
Oh, she's going to be happy. All right.
I imagine Junior will be a little upset because he probably ate all his candies on Friday.
No, no. I'm upset because Richard came into my room and nearly destroyed it.
Grabbed him,
spilled
the gobstoppers everywhere.
Spilled my gobstoppers everywhere, and he...
Blamed it on you?
He broke my headphone adapter.
That's Richard.
Yeah.
Now you feel like part of the K-Rock family, don't you?
Yeah, he just came in here tumbling all around.
Take your food, break your stuff.
Yeah, he dropped the gobstoppers on the ground, and the ones that fell on the ground, he took. Left me with one.
And everybody says, oh, you know what? Oh, that's Richard. That's Richard. But nobody will do anything. Nobody will, because you can't punish Richard.
Well, one time Stan called him an MF-er.
Yep, and I got written up.
Yeah, Stan nearly got fired.
He called me an MF-er.
But he's allowed to, is what we learned.
He can get away with anything he wants. I do it. I'm written up.
And you know what? He's got the life of Riley now.
He sure does. I don't want to go into all the details, but he's got life easy.
Did you see that midget that shot two cops?
I did.
They think he's the same midget from Vegas on Cops.
I saw him.
Did you see the Cops video?
Here's the thing.
He likes to do handstands and stuff.
I saw it, and I said, is there something wrong? Is it a wide-angle lens or something?
That's what I thought at first. Yeah. And then the next thing is, like, I started to get really upset and go, oh, my God, is that a child doing that?
No, it's a
what
sprite.
Did we come to? Nope. An angry midget.
Oh, all right. Elf?
I think they call him Buzzsaw.
We're going to be back. Stan Haney.
Have you seen him do handstands and stuff?
I have not. Well, it might have been a circus act.
Well, I'll have Junior look it up for when we get back, yeah.
Is it the same guy, though?
How many black midgets are there in that age group with the same build?
12.
So it's a 1 in 12 chance. And if it is...
Yeah.
I'd say that we owe it to people so that they understand exactly who this sicko is.
Yes! I agree. There he is.
Little bastard.
He's angry. We'll be back.
Little... Come here!
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to have you along with us. Greatly appreciated. Coming up on the show today, in about an hour, we'll give you a chance to win as we play Stan's What's on the List. And a new prize available this week. We'll tell you about that. Also, later on today, we'll jump into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year.
You know, it was an interesting weekend, Stan.
It sure was, Haney.
Because I think it was a first for me. I would think for most people, I have never had a hurricane form around me.
Yeah, that's what happened. We had a little tropical depression, rained all day yesterday. Now it's out in the Gulf heading to New Orleans, and it's a Cat 1 hurricane right now.
Because it basically formed between Naples and Key West.
Yeah. And now it's picking up steam. And they're stacked out in the Atlantic like cordwood right now.
I think there's 5 named storms simultaneously.
Yep. All the way to Teddy.
Well, nope.
There's one beyond Teddy.
We're running out of letters because Vicky just came on the scene.
Oh, Vicky.
Do they not do you?
Who?
You, the letter.
The U? I don't know.
Because there's 5 storms.
Yeah.
Vicky's the latest. Hey, yeah. We know Teddy. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. That's why we got to produce. Let's do the grab bag right
Remember,
now.
Remember, we're here to make the producer look good.
That's right. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. Make those reservations, 50% capacity. What do you know, Junior? You looked like you were ready to say something.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Okay, go back to work.
Let's see. We have
thank you, Haney.
We have, of course, Sally.
Yes.
Which is the one that formed around us.
And you got Teddy.
Yeah, there's Teddy.
Maybe the U fizzled out.
There's Paulette.
Paulette.
Renee and Vicky.
Yeah.
There are also 2 additional ones forming.
Okay.
There's one off the coast of Africa and one on the other side of the Gulf.
Okay.
But they don't think that'll do much.
Tonight is an NFL Monday night doubleheader. They've been doing that for a few years. But it also marks 50 years of Monday night football. What did it sound like in 1970?
for the debut 50 years ago.
The pageantry.
Of Monday Night Football. This is how...
football will never work in prime time.
This is how primetime football started 50 years ago.
15 seconds to air. Stand by all cameras.
Ready with slow motion and isolated cameras.
Stand by videotape and roll tape.
The tape is rolling in less than 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Take tape.
Very modern.
Yeah, it was it for the time.
From Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio, two powers in professional football meet for the first time ever as members of the new American Football Conference of the National Football League. The New York Jets, led by the passing wizardry of Joe Namath, and the Cleveland Browns, led by the power running of Leroy Kelly. This ABC Sports Exclusive is brought to you by Marlboro Filter Cigarettes. Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country. By Ford and your Ford dealer, who invite you to come in and test drive the 1971 Ford, the cars with the better ideas. And by Goodyear, the only makers of long-wearing polyglass tires.
It is a hot, sultry, almost windless night here at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Browns will play host to the New York Jets. And here at midfield on the gridiron itself, as we await the opening kickoff, we will see two teams, two of the outstanding teams in professional football, each accorded a chance to reach the Super Bowl, each an Eastern Division champion in its respective league a year ago.
That's how it opened 50 years ago.
With the pageantry and the poetry of Howard Cosell.
Yep. Yeah. There was a failed Astra rocket launch on Friday in Alaska.
Who's Astra?
They're because, you know, you have all these competing companies.
Are they French?
I don't know. It went up. Problems came straight down.
Well, you know what they say, Stan.
What goes up must come down.
Indeed.
Here's a bystander filming that
launch. I've seen the whole thing.
He wanted to see the whole thing, and he did.
Rocket launch in Kodiak, Alaska.
Pretty cool. Listen to that wind.
That's the rocket.
Uh-oh. Failure. See if we see anything coming down here. Yeah, here it comes.
Whoa.
Oopsie-daisy.
Holy mackerel. That's unbelievable.
Do they know what was the payload? Was it classified?
I don't know. There's great pictures of it.
I've never seen them. I've never seen any pictures of that.
No,
say they're available.
They're available. Plenty are available. You and I have known this for a long time. Even back in our day when they came out with Champale.
Yep.
They're malt beverages.
Yeah.
They're made to taste like something, but they're a malt beverage. Thus, beer companies make them.
Mm-hmm.
Anheuser-Busch is being sued. Why? For false advertising, so goes the lawsuit, because their Lime-a-ritas don't contain tequila like a normal margarita.
But they're not they're a Lime-a-rita, not a margarita.
No, and there's no tequila in them, but somebody says, this is false advertising.
The great flavor of a margarita is here, without any of the work. Bud Light Lime Lime-a-rita is ready when you are, with a refreshing twist of Bud Light Lime. Just pop, pour over ice, and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of realize that there's no tequila in that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like buying sour cream and onion potato chips and going, there's no sour cream or onion.
Yep. Just this dust. Bad timing, bad everything with this. A town outside Buffalo, New York, accidentally sent out an emergency alert on 9/11 at 9/11 in the morning. All it said was to stay safe during COVID, but the timing freaked people out. And on Android phones, when you got the alert, it said imminent extreme alert. The town supervisor says, sorry, guys, it was a mistake. The alert wasn't supposed to go out, especially on 9/11.
That could cause, you know, someone to go into anxiety or a panic.
It was sent out on the wrong day at the wrong time. There were breakdowns from the emergency service coordinator standpoint on various fronts. And we got to address it so we make sure that doesn't happen in the future. There are procedures and protocols that have to be followed. That was not good use of the English language. That was uncalled for.
Really?
You know, that sounds a lot like Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tom Brady.
Oh, man. I'll get to Brady.
You know, we just can't have that. It's unacceptable.
Brady on the way. Dateline Northern California.
Where the girls are warm?
Yep. And the nights are cool? What? I don't know. Some guy in Northern California claimed it was illegal to refuse his business because he wasn't wearing a mask, which isn't true. And he flashed some kind of fake credentials that said he had a religious exemption from wearing a mask. Well, people around him weren't buying it.
You cannot refuse business. A membership like Costco could, because they have membership. Safeway, no membership. Yeah, videotape it.
Yeah.
Because it's illegal to discriminate. I have it right here. You can read it. Go ahead, read it out loud.
One of those fake cards? I've seen those, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, cool. I got a printer, too.
Good. Take a printer. Thank you.
Got it. I got a printer, too.
Thank you.
Nice, dude.
Don't harass me.
You can take your business somewhere else.
Don't harass me. I got a card that I made on a printer. Ugh. Haney, you know this. If you got a local band, no matter what the circumstance is, if you can plug your band, do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Dateline Los Angeles, the wildfires. Some guy in a suburb of L.A. was being interviewed about those wildfires and his evacuation plan in case they got too close. And, we understand it. He took the opportunity to sneak in a plug for his band.
I actually had a bunch of things by the front door, and it was two nights ago that I finally said it looked pretty bad that I was going to maybe get out of here, and I loaded up the truck that night. And I'm a musician. I have a lot of guitars, a lot of recording equipment. I play with a band called Destiny Returns, so I loaded up all the stuff in the back of my truck.
You're right on.
Yep, look up the band Destiny Returns. Got to get the plug in. All right, here's a quick quiz for you. The very first MTV Video Awards aired this day in 1984.
And it was very exciting.
Haney, can you name the video of the year for 1984, I'm going to give you the bands. You tell me the winner of the video of the year for 1984. Was it Michael Jackson, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, or The Police? Video of the year, 1984, the first MTV Video Awards.
Herbie Hancock.
Nope. It was The Cars.
But I think that you're wild.
Herbie Hancock had a cool video, though.
Cars 1 for You Might Think. Incidentally, in those first awards, Herbie won 5 MTV awards. Michael Jackson won 3 for Thriller. So there you go. Who hosted? Dan Aykroyd and Bette Midler.
Oh.
Hosted the first MTV Video Awards. Eddie Murphy hosted solo the second year. Tom Brady.
TB12.
His own coach called him out at the press conference, said it wasn't his receivers, it was the quarterback. His own coach. There's something new for Tom, too.
Well, even in defeat, didn't he become the oldest player to score an NFL touchdown?
Yep. Let's take a look at Brady's day with the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and our friend Gene Deckerhoff. Let's see how.
Hello, Fort Myers.
Let's see how the day went for Tom Brady. Yes, there were some bright spots, but also I believe 2 picks. Didn't one of them go for a touchdown? Here you go.
Bucks knock on the Saints door. Quarterback sneak by Tom Brady to the 43-year-old score. He did. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Spiked that ball, Tom Brady. Who says I'm 43?
And O.J. Howard fakes the handoff. He's under pressure. Throws over. No. That ball's intercepted at the 50. Coming back with it at the 45 is Marcus Williams. And he's taken down just shy of the 35-yard line. And Tom Brady with an overthrow. Motion again to the right. Brady takes a gun snap. Quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins, 15, 10, 3, 2, 1, touchdown, Janoris Jenkins.
It looked easy, the ball was behind him.
Here's the snap, play action, bootleg rollout, Brady goes toward the end zone, got a receiver wide open, touchdown, O.J. Howard, touchdown Tampa Bay, spike that thing, number 80. Here's the snap, Brady looking, firing toward the end zone, it's a caught ball. This is 2 feet in bounds. Mike Evans has a touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fingertip grab. Evans makes the catch, and he did get both feet in bounds and had control.
Because he and I saw this stat, and I don't know how many games it is, but Tom Brady threw a pick six yesterday. Going back his previous games, because they didn't make the playoffs last year. So the last game of the season, and I think the second to last game of the season, last year, he threw pick sixes. And I guess he is in a group of quarterbacks that have had consecutive weeks with a certain number of pick sixes.
Now, I did not watch that game. Did Gronk catch anything?
He caught a couple of passes.
Not much.
Not much. You know, and I'm going to say this. I watched, thanks to the Red Zone, a little bit of the Cincinnati game in Burrow.
Yep.
He got robbed. That guy...
He's the man.
He's the man. In clutch. He was putting the ball in receivers' hands.
He's
stayed cool. I thought for sure the Bengals were going to win because I think he's going to be that good in the NFL, too. And he got robbed. They lost.
They
should have won.
Since he started last year at LSU, I don't know what happened to him, but he's got ice water in his veins now.
Yeah, and for a rookie starter in game one, appeared very composed. And
did what he had to do to keep his team in the game.
Gave them the opportunity to win. They were winning most of the game, but at the end, when they were down 3 points.
Kicker choked.
And the kicker, kicker choked. But he could have won it for them. 2 shots to the end zone. One of them right in the receiver's hands. I said, this guy's got, he's cool under pressure.
If he stays healthy and they manage to get some weapons around him, look out.
Yep.
I've never seen, other than like Marino, have I seen anybody.
Gotta give it a little time, but I think he could be the real deal.
Well, I'm not comparing, you know, careers, and I'm not even comparing.
But I was impressed.
I'm not even comparing arms. I'm talking about somebody who has the skills, the dedication, and that fire, somebody that hates to lose.
Because, and answer this for me, because even after in the Dolphin game in Patriots, after Fitzpatrick threw two interceptions.
Well, he threw three on the day.
Where's Tua?
Tua is learning.
Really? They could have used him yesterday. When Burrow is acting so composed as he did, I'm like in the Dolphin game, where it's Tua.
In fairness, obviously Tua had that injury, and they're being careful with that. But at the same time, what Burrow did is even more tremendous, because remember, normally you've got four preseason games.
Oh, yeah.
You've got off-season training activities.
No preseason.
None of that. They just practice for a couple of weeks and let it fly. And for Burrow to perform at that level,
I was impressed.
Is incredible. And I don't know if we had four preseason games, maybe you would have seen Tua.
Maybe.
But I don't think it's fair to throw him in the fire.
Well, I do.
And Burrow, two different situations, because Cincinnati knew before they even drafted him that he was going to start.
All right. The horrific video of the police officers getting shot.
I was so upset when I saw that.
And there's a little guy. I thought it was just a wide-angle lens.
Yeah, at first you think, well, is it something to do with the camera? No. And then I thought, is that a child?
And now they're starting to say, and we have the clip, they're starting to put two and two together that this guy
is a midget.
Well, he's a midget, and he was featured on Cops once before. We think.
Well, you figure, how many gangster midgets are there?
Not many.
And
I guessed 12.
He self-identifies on video, not the one we're going to see, but on a recent video in Los Angeles. He identifies himself as a Bloods bounty hunter.
We've got Cops clip.
The Cops clip is when he was wandering down Las Vegas Boulevard, harassing cars, begging for money, doing handsprings and somersaults.
Okay. We'll also have and the then local the, beat.
And then the cop has to catch him. You will have the play-by-play. You're the best.
And we'll also have the local beat for you. Another controversy, airlines mask 2-year-old. We're Stan and Haney, 96 KROQ.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 KROQ.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. In just a little bit, we'll have the local beat for you. About 30 minutes from now, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Later on today, the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at the bottom of the top 10. 10 through 6 this week in a particular year.
I love it, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's
a good
one.
I don't want to give anything away, but I think you're going to be happy with this one.
The story over the weekend were two police officers, L.A. police officers.
They were L.A. sheriff's deputies.
Sheriff's deputies were shot.
One was a 31-year-old mother. She has a 6-year-old son. The other one was a 24-year-old male. And more coming out about it. Both of them were seriously injured, shot. The woman was shot in the head right along the jawline, and I believe the male was shot in the head as well. And what's come out that I didn't see yesterday that I saw today, this woman who is seriously, seriously injured is able to take control of the situation, call for backup, and even with her injury, she's medically trying to treat her partner as well. And the sheriff of L.A. County, Anthony Villanueva, I believe his name is, said, what we have here is a double miracle. Being shot in the head at very short range is not a good situation. And that woman could not have performed better.
Now, the video, there is video of the shooting that takes place. Now, I was a little confused by the video because I thought it was a wide-angle lens, but I saw...
Because the body was out of proportion on the shooter.
One of the shooters leaving that looked like, and I said, this has to be wide-angle, or very short legs running like at a little trot, like it was a kid running away from the shooting. And I'm like, no, this is... this. I'm looking at it from a bad angle. The camera, something was off. But you say no, that maybe... that we might know who this is.
The internet almost immediately, and we don't know this for sure by any means, but the internet almost immediately said, no, that's not a kid, that's a midget. And as a matter of fact, he's fairly well known. He was on Cops for acting up in Las Vegas a couple of years ago. And that's the video we're going to look at.
Yeah.
But there's another more recent video of him on the streets in Los Angeles. And he's talking to the camera, looking right into the lens. And he says, I am a blood bounty hunter. Don't F with me. Right. And everybody on the internet has said, this has got to be the guy. And he had his 15 minutes of fame. When he was on Cops, he was on Las Vegas Boulevard causing trouble.
All right, let's roll him. This is who we think, or at least the internet thinks this guy might
be. Here again. He's a street performer. He's waving down vehicles. Then he was a problem last time, so let's go out on him. One time on a BMA, we'll be on the boulevard. Come over here for a minute, man. Come here.
Oh, got to run after him. He's slippery.
Air one.
Stop!
Oh, look at him. I mean, he's got at a sprint. Look, that same way that he was running from that shooting.
Yep.
The legs flaring out because they're not straight legs.
Nope.
Look at him.
He's like a goat.
And he's fighting him. Little guy can keep just as good of a fight going with an officer as anybody.
Look at that little bastard.
You let him. Shirtless.
What are you doing?
He's got a pair of shorts on, but they're long pants tip for him.
Stop right there. Relax a minute. What are you doing?
Man.
Oh, there he goes. He's climbing up a pole. He's climbing up a street sign. Get down.
Slippery little bastard.
Look at him. He's climbing right up that thing.
Get down. Get off the pole. What are you doing, bro? Come here.
Like a circus performer. Got a flat top hat on, like Junior.
Yeah, he's still struggling.
He's fighting. He's strong.
Stand here in front of the car. Stand there right there in front of the car.
Oh, he's tired now.
Give me the parking lot to the rear of the building in a white Tahoe.
Get up.
What's he doing on the ground now? Now he's doing backflips.
Before you can describe noise for him, closer.
Get back in front of the car.
I need you people to help me.
Get back in front of the car.
Now he's going to perform another stunt.
Get back in front of the car.
Hands up in the air.
I'm sorry, officer.
Oh, he's sorry.
Stay right there.
So they think this is the guy?
They think this is the guy. You can bring it down now.
Oh, geez, I was just starting to be entertained.
But then there's a video taken much more recently on the streets of Los Angeles where he says flat out.
Same guy.
Yep. He was complaining about how he got famous, but he never got a dime from that because of that white cop in Vegas. And then he goes on to threaten the cops.
And they think that's the,
that's the guy.
If they know who he is, they should be able to go and get him.
Well, in this... second video that we can't play because it's just riddled with profanity. He keeps going on and on about Skid Row and how they need to take care of Skid Row and they're always watching me.
Yeah.
Now, this video with Cops ends with the cops actually taking him down to the strip to where he goes, I know somebody that hires little people. Do you want a legit job? Yo, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. and gets the guy a job, but obviously that didn't take.
Right.
Because he brought out, you know.
I will be interested to see. They're going to get these people that did the shooting, and I'm going to be interested to see if this is the guy. Because he's quite a performer.
And when you saw him run.
He had them legs kicking out because he's a little guy. He's a midget.
You compare the two videos side by side of him running.
Similar.
Very similar.
Yeah. All right, let's do the local beat. This is something right here in Southwest Florida that should get everybody upset.
Like we need more of that.
I don't know that we should get everybody upset. You need to be aware in somebody's plight. And it's, oh, there he goes. He's doing more backflips. Oh, man. Yep. Yeah. All right. There's the guy that's going to hire him, I think, for midget bowling or something like that.
Like old damn angry leprechaun.
Yep. Yep. Just like a leprechaun. Local beat. This happened over the weekend. My source is the news press, who did the superior job on this. Of course, it's available on all the other websites, news websites. This one, though, from the news press, I'll read the headline for you. Mother, 2-year-old, escorted from Southwest Airlines flight because of mask policy. And if you see the picture of this woman with her little child, just 2 years old, just turned 2. A woman traveling from Fort Myers to Chicago said she was escorted off her Southwest Airlines flight on Saturday because her 2-year-old son was snacking prior to takeoff and wasn't wearing a mask.
I cannot imagine what it's like flying now. Even under the best of circumstances, it's a pain in the ass.
34-year-old Jody Degansky wants airlines to have more compassion for parents who have toddlers that might have difficulty donning their masks for a long period of time. I'll tell you, I was out over the weekend, was in a store, and I had my mask on for about 30 minutes, and I had to step outside to get a breath of fresh air. It was making my whole face sweat, and I can completely understand if you're on a 6-hour flight and you have a little toddler, come on. Degansky said, "We are trying to get used to it, but he's 2. She said she flew to Fort Myers to visit her family in Naples. On her arrival flight to Southwest Florida International Airport, the flight attendants were much more understanding, she said. On the way back, I was surprised the flight attendants were much stricter, she added. Degansky said she boarded the flight with her son, Hayes, and he took the mask off to eat some of the snacks that were served. On multiple occasions, a flight attendant told her that he needed to be masked, but he was eating, she said. The plane had already left the gate but returned to the gate for staff to escort her off the flight.
Are you kidding me?
For about 15 minutes, Degansky argued with airline personnel because her son had his mask back on, but they did not listen to her, she said.
No, they won't, because at that point, they've closed ranks. They don't know what happened. They don't care. They're going to back their people.
Now, according to CDC guidelines, children 2 years and older should wear a mask over their nose and mouth if it's difficult to social distance. Degansky said, "My toddler, who literally turned 2 weeks ago, I know you have to draw the line, but let's be a little compassionate with everyone's individual circumstances." Degansky said a flight attendant told her that parents were using snacks and chips as an excuse not to put masks on their toddlers. The 34-year-old mother said she supports wearing masks and is aware of how it can stop the spread of COVID-19.
No, it can't.
No. Got to go along with the status quo. Degansky said it was humiliating. to have the plane return to the gate so she could be escorted off. According to her, the airline offered to find her another flight for later in the day, but none of them were direct to Chicago. The next direct flight was on Monday, today. Instead, she booked a flight on American Airlines at a cost of $600. According to Dagansky, Southwest Airlines said they would refund her money, but as of
that
Sunday
kid
night,
is young.
They had not. Oh, it's a little kid! In a statement to the Fort Myers News Press, Southwest Airlines said they are looking into the situation to learn more about what occurred and will reach out to the mother.
You know what that reeks to me of? Somebody had a staff meeting that day where some hard ass said, no excuses.
The company policy is that a customer must wear a mask and that it's communicated often prior to the flight and during the check-in process.
You know what?
Has anybody tried to handle a two-year-old?
Mom has her mask on. She's got a baby that's asleep. And I apologize to two-year-olds out there, but when you first turn two, you're still a baby.
Yep.
Now, if you're closer to three, I won't call you a baby.
But when you're like 1 year and 11 months, you're still a baby.
Yeah. And I don't mean that as an insult, okay? Because I know two-year-olds are very sensitive about that.
Very touchy.
And I don't want, you know, a bunch of two-year-olds looking at me and going, I am not your friend.
No.
I don't want that.
No. They're closer. Those are the ones closer to three.
Yeah.
Yeah, at three, you take on a lot more responsibility.
Because I know the B word that really gets to kids.
Yep, baby. Baby.
Because I would never call someone a baby because of, you know, acting out or something like that. I call someone a baby when they're that age.
Right.
And I think up until two, you are a baby.
Yep.
And I don't know, you can't even argue about it at that point.
You're a baby.
Yep.
Little baby. At three, you're not a baby anymore.
Yeah. At three, you're old enough to go, I am not a baby.
Yeah. She looks good for 34. I got to take
Looks like a lovely woman.
She does.
The shame she's going back to Chicago.
Yep. Would love to have her stay here in Southwest Florida. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a chance for you to win. We got a new prize added this week that I think you're going to like. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Great category. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Can you believe that little bastard tried to climb a street pole?
Yeah, he did it with ease. You and I try that. We'll get hurt. Him? Zoop, 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 zoop. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. But, you know, we were doing that story earlier on the local beat with the woman and the two-year-old. Absolute Law text line, and this kind of says it all. And when you're dealing with little kids and masks, texter writes in, listening to the mask story, our granddaughter is in elementary school. They have to wear masks on the school buses, wear masks for 7 hours in school, minus 1 minute mask breaks, eating lunch in classrooms, and allowed 15 minutes to do so with masks off. The rest of the time, masks are on. And I can tell you, 20, 25 minutes with a mask on, your face is sweating. Your mouth, in the corners of your mouth, all the dried saliva. And
it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Because the only masks that work are like the N95 masks.
And not much air gets through those.
Not much at all.
Nope.
And so when you wear these other masks,
it's false protection.
It is simply a social thing.
Yeah. Or the big droplets. You know how you spray talk. I'm a good spray talker.
You sure? One of the best I've ever seen.
But I'm not a big chunk spray talker. But occasionally a chunk will go out, and then your cheaper for show masks will block that.
Well, when people are buying masks now, they're not buying, oh, I want the mask that's going to protect me. It's, I want a mask where I can actually breathe.
Yeah, get the most air.
And that does nothing.
No. Except give you that false sense of security, which I long for. I want to have.
Well, you've always enjoyed when things take an authoritarian bent.
Yep. Feel more safe. Let's give somebody a chance to win.
Do you remember when this thing first started?
I do, and it wasn't necessary to wear a mask.
And it wasn't necessary to wear a mask, but we needed a certificate from the Department of Homeland Security to be on the road.
I still got mine in the car. Because we were essential personnel. Because we're behind a microphone delivering information.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this.
What?
In, I think it was Indonesia, if you're caught not wearing a mask, they then arrest you and force you to dig graves for COVID victims.
Oh, yeah, that'll learn you.
And in Canada, they have started this program where if they will check on you, and if they feel like you're not doing a good enough job of quarantining yourself, like it's as simple as, okay, their phone has left the house, let's go pick them up. They are taken to a facility, and they won't say where that facility is.
Why should they?
But the government will quarantine you for 14 days.
That's why I don't want trouble. I'll wear the mask. I don't want trouble. All right, Junior, you'll wear the mask.
Yeah, I'll wear the mask.
You don't want trouble.
Did you hear about what they're doing in India, though?
What?
Like some of the smaller towns, like the police, if you're out and about and you don't really have a purpose for being out and about, you're just for the sake of it, they're hitting people with sticks.
All right.
Well, that's more of a Chinese thing. I'm surprised. Well,
you always got to resort to sticks. I'm all in favor of it.
You always have been. You remember that big story about caning, and you said, why can't we bring that here?
Bring it here. It'd be a deterrent. let's play Stan's What's on the List. A chance to win and win big, and I'm going to go over the prizes and give you the category, and I'll release the phones after I give you the category. It's a good one. Up for grabs if you name something on my list. Got a gift certificate to Bam's Restaurant. Also have a gift certificate to Twin Cuts. Haircuts, 4 locations for Twin Cuts across Southwest Florida. $50 to the pewter mug. We've talked about these K-Rock hats. High quality embroidered hats. You pick the one you want. We've got the
pick
black,
your color, pick your style.
We've got the black K-Rock hat, or we've got the gray trucker style mesh cap. If you'd
top
like that.
Top quality stuff.
Top quality. And we would like to welcome.
We'd like to.
And we will. John Michaels Diamond and Jewelry Studio, $50 gift certificate to John Michaels in Cape Coral towards a, I don't know, earrings, necklaces, rings.
What about
more?
A brooch?
A brooch.
Maybe we should start wearing brooches.
So $50. That's a woman's thing.
No, but I'm thinking we could be pioneers and make it a man thing.
Yeah, all right. Those are the prizes.
I don't even know what a brooch is, though.
It's a little pin that goes between a woman's boobs.
Oh, to highlight the cleavage.
Yes. This is a great category. A new poll was done.
Just like the sound of it. Brooch.
Yep. New category. New poll done.
Or is it brooch?
No, that's a bread. 185,000 people took part in this survey. And it's a simple one.
Do they have a brain between them?
Yep. What's the best soda of all time? The best soda of all time. Now, I've taken care of number one. We're crossing number one off the board because it's Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola's gone. That was number one. I got nine more in the top ten.
Soda pop?
Soda pop. Best soda pop of all time. 185,000 people participated. We have the top ten. I'm taking number one right off. It's Coca-Cola. Too
easy.
Will
that stop people from guessing it?
I hope not. I mean, I hope so. Let's release the phones. 277-9600. Best soda pop of all time. We got Bam's Restaurant, Black K-Rock Hat, Gray K-Rock Hat, Pewter Mug, Twin Cuts, and John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio in Cape Coral, $50. Let's go to the phones. If you guess one of them on my list, you're going to win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
David.
David, we already know Coca-Cola's number one all-time favorite. What else is in the top ten?
Pepsi.
Believe it or not, Pepsi's there. It's all the way at number 10. Didn't even crack like the top three, but it is on the list. Number 10 for Pepsi. What would you like?
Pewter Mug, please.
Done. Hold on.
Pepsi Challenge ain't going so well.
Yeah, Coca-Cola was number one in the survey of 185,000 people. Pepsi came in 10th. But it was on the list. 277-9600. According to a new poll, these are the best soda pops of all time. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Mike from Fort Myers.
Mike, welcome to the show. Best soda pop of all time.
About Dr. Pepper.
Number two on the list. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'll do the jewelry certificate.
Yes, John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio, $50 gift certificate. Hold on. Line two, John Michael's. All right. Number one was Coca-Cola. Number two, Dr. Pepper. Couldn't agree more. Pepsi all the way down at number 10 in this recent survey of favorite soda pops of all time. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Scott from Fort Myers.
Scott, we have Coca-Cola at number one. We have Dr. Pepper at number two. Pepsi is at number 10. What else do you think's in the top 10 of best soda pops of all time?
Personally, I like Sprite.
Number three on the board. Sprite is at number three.
Nothing against Sprite, but that seems awfully high.
Very high for a Sprite. Makes a good mixer.
Well, there's no caffeine in it, and with the health-conscious people today...
Hold it, Otto. Are you telling me you're health-conscious?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, it's 183,000. I'm sure some of them are.
Just checking about you. What would you like? Go ahead.
I love Pewter Mug.
All right, last Pewter Mug for today. You got it. Hold on. All right, so we've got Bam's Restaurant, K-Rock Black Hat, K-Rock Gray Hat, and we've got Twin Cuts. The ones we have so far, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, and Sprite, 1, 2, and 3. Pepsi, all the way down at 10. Best soda pops of all time, according to 185,000 people who took part in the survey. Ahoy, who's this?
This is TJ.
TJ, we have Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, and Pepsi on the list already crossed off. What else do you think should be on that list?
Mountain Dew.
We're taking them one at a time. Number four on the list is Mountain Dew. I've got Bam's Restaurant, Black K-Rock Hat, Gray K-Rock Hat, or Twin Cuts Haircuts, four locations to serve you.
I'll take the Bam's Restaurant.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. All right, pardon me, I have to wait for Junior to catch up. So, that's why I could be going through these like a rocket. But Coca-Cola at number one, Dr. Pepper at number two, Sprite at number three, number four, Mountain Dew. Again, all the way down to 10th, then you get to Pepsi. I hate to do it to him, but I'm going to grab another line because he's really a lot of personal conversations.
He's in the weeds.
Yeah, he's in the weeds. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Mark.
Mark, what do you think's on this list? Top 10. We already have revealed 5 of them, but there's 5 more in the top 10. What do you think's best soda pop of all time?
I'm going to say Mountain Dew.
Now, Mountain Dew's already been said. I'm going to give you another crack at it.
Well, we're going to go with 7-Up.
Number 6 on the board. 7-Up, the Uncola. What would you like?
You have a Pewter Mug.
Pewter Mug's gone for today. I got Bam's Restaurant. I've got a black K-Rock hat, gray K-Rock hat, and I've got Twin Cuts haircuts, 4 locations in Southwest Florida.
How about a black K-Rock hat?
You've got it, buddy. Hold on. I feel bad for Junior, but I got it. The radio waits for no one, including Junior. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, what's your name?
Derek from Mulder.
What did he say?
Derek Mulder.
Derek?
No, Eric.
Eric. Thank you. From where?
Olga.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful over there. We got Coca-Cola, we got Dr. Pepper, we got Sprite, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, and Pepsi. Still 4 more in the top 10.
How about A&W Bootleg?
Yes, number 5 on the board, number 5. What would you like? I've got a black K-Rock hat, I got Bam's Restaurant, I got a gray K-Rock trucker's hat, I've got Twin Cuts.
Black hat, if you guys sign it.
Yeah, we'll sign it for you. Absolutely, yes. Buddy. Hold on. Yes. Hold on, buddy. I'll cut Junior some slack. I'll go over the list. We've given away enough prizes already. Before I get...
Can I guess?
Okay, you can guess one. Yes, you can.
How many are left?
There are 3 left, and I also have some that fell out of the top 10 and were not in the top 10.
What about Aracy?
Not in the top 10.
No!
And that'll how I will lead this off.
Bubble up?
Notables that were out of the top 10. Mark's Root Beer at number 11. Mountain Dew Code Red at number 19. RC Cola, which used to be one of the premier colas.
RC.
Number 26 on the list. Mellow Yellow, number 27 on the list. And Diet Dr. Pepper at number 36 on the list. As I told you, 185,000 people took part in this. Coca-Cola took the top spot, while Pepsi barely made it into the top 10. Here are, from 10 to number 1, the best soda pops of all time. Number 10 was Pepsi. Coming in at number 9, specific brand, Canada Dry Ginger Ale. Not Schweppes, Canada Dry.
Plain
ginger ale. Coming in at number 8, Cherry Coke. Cherry Pepsi came in 31st, by the way. Very low rated. Cherry Coke was number 8. Coming in at number 7, nobody got it. Orange Crush. Followed by, and everybody got them right in order. Number 6, 7-Up. Number 5, A&W Root Beer. Number 4, Mountain Dew. Number 3, Sprite. Number 2, Dr. Pepper. And the number 1 soda pop of all time, Coca-Cola. Congratulations to all of our winners. Junior, were you in the weeds over there a little bit? Were you just a little bit in the weeds?
Yeah, it was. It was just back to back to back.
Well, I noticed on a couple of the callers, you really had a nice conversation with them.
Yeah, just catching up.
Yeah, sure.
Seeing how they are.
How are they?
Well, they're great.
Yeah.
Anything new?
Yeah.
No, they're just excited to get some prizes.
Good. Yeah. What did they do this weekend?
Yeah. You were asked. On the phone long enough to get their entire life story.
I should have asked.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back when we come back. Your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, And later on in the 4 o'clock hour, we do it every Monday. We're going to take a little trip into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today, 10 through 6. Top 10 songs, the bottom of the top 10 later on today.
The worst of the best.
The worst of the best. Well, there's some good stuff on there.
Yes, there is.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bull. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I
send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey look, I googled anger management techniques.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's f***ing Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is this my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's f***ing Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it!
Send my wife directions to hell!
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Everything all right over there? Is there something, again, what's going on?
It was a call about prizes.
Did you resolve that?
Yeah, did you resolve it?
Yes, I did.
How would they rate you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, customer service-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, an 11.
You know, we should do that one time because he takes a lot of phone calls, prize winners,
and
questions.
Your calls are important to us.
I'd like to have our listeners rate how their customer service was with Junior.
It's going to be an 11.
You can always tell when there's a new girl at the store. You know, when you get those mile-long receipts.
Yeah.
And they still bother to circle that 800 number and smile at you?
For the survey?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could be eligible to win $25.
And I look them in the eye and I go, yeah, that's great. Thanks for being nice to me.
Junior, do you want to check traffic, see if there's anything on there right now? Give us a quick little update.
Well, only if he wants to.
I know that nobody was there for a while. What have we got over there?
Nothing on the board. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Good job.
To do that. That was very concise.
Well done.
Nothing on the board. Coming up in less than 1 hour. It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, I'll tell you right now, and I saw it with my own eyes, Haney was scouring the news to bring you the best possible newscast at 5 o'clock. And here are the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
And it's going to get awfully messy in here if I don't have a trash can.
Yeah, where did that trash can go that you brought in last week, Junior?
I don't know. Someone keeps stealing our trash cans.
Do I have two here? Nope, I just have mine.
I don't understand. Why would somebody steal a trash can?
I don't know.
Would you like mine?
What's in it?
A couple cans of Red Bull?
No. Don't need ants in here.
And that's what it'll draw.
You know, it's been more than 40 years since kids started playing home video games.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
And given the money that professional gamers make, you might want to lay off yelling at the kids that they play too much.
Yeah, it's because these professional gamers shoot videos so that you can watch them play video games. Somehow my wife doesn't like that. I'm playing a video game, and it just drives her nuts. She doesn't say anything.
She's arms folded waiting for you to stop?
Yes. And I say, does playing this video game bother you?
No.
And she says, no, enjoy it. But I can tell.
Is there a price to be paid when you play?
No. I told you, she's perfect. She'll quietly
leave. Now, are you playing solo or are you playing online with your friends?
90% of the time, 96.1% of the time, I'm playing solo. Once in a while, I'll get my buddy Jeff on and we'll play. But it's too complicated when it gets that way.
Yeah, you probably have to let him run the show when that's
going
on. Oh,
yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Lock us in. Go, do it.
Hmm. I guess it's been a while now, but you remember that story I did where they've come out with human feed bags?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, they continue to innovate and make life more convenient for people.
I like hearing that.
You know the brand name Franzia?
Yes, the wine people.
King of the boxed wines?
Yes.
Well, the good people over at Franzia have now come out with a special backpack just for your boxed wine.
Right on. Right on.
Right again, Haney.
What do you mean? I mean, I'm not going to dispute it, but about what?
Well, back in the 1980s, I said that CDs would never beat vinyl.
I think you did say that.
Vinyl albums officially outsold compact discs for the first time since the 1980s.
First time I ever got a compact disc was from Mark Haney. First time I ever owned a compact disc, he gave me one as a gift.
That was a big deal at the time.
Yes, it was.
And finally, you know what they say when it comes to insurance fraud, Stan?
What's that?
Go big or go home. A woman is busted cutting off her own hand for the insurance money.
I heard about that.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is very important. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. By the way, you can leave that picture up of the mom. There's something about her.
How can you say that? You just said like a minute ago that you're married to the perfect woman.
I am. Does that mean that I can ignore beauty that might be around me? Not taking any action on it. She's a woman with a young child.
Woo!
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons football is better than sex.
Jeez. I don't know. Top reasons football is better than sex.
Your wife is actually interested in football. Illegal use of hands only results in a loss of yards, not loss of a career.
Very true.
Living in America.
Football players are praised for running a 40-yard dash in 4.3 seconds. You last 4.3 seconds in bed, you're a laughingstock.
Oh, my God! Oh!
It's actually okay to chest bump your buddy and shout "Booyah!" after you score in football.
69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
When you get dominated in football, it doesn't cost you $300 an hour.
Yeah.
People don't judge you for enjoying football in public.
Miss emphysema.
And finally, the very top reason football is better than sex.
Yes.
At least you can count on football happening a couple of times a week. Oh, Jesus. Matt, the 4 o'clock.
That's it, baby.
Whoa. Email. Oh, geez. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Junior, we might need a stick pin. I don't know if we put one in permanently for this gentleman, but he's there permanently now. Our friend Jason, stick pin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Is it Bangkok or Bangkok?
Bangkok, Thailand. Was there a stick pin there or... Not because I don't know if he qualified.
Oh, yeah, there's already one in there.
Then that's him. Don't worry, we're good. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Jason here, formerly of Naples, now back here in Bangkok, Thailand, and listening to the show each night on the web. I returned on September 5th, and I am 1 week into my 2 week hotel quarantine. On the 20th, if no COVID is detected in the second test on the 18th, I will be free to leave and be with my wife and daughter. Before I left, I put my belongings, including my car, in long-term storage, and I am here for the foreseeable future. It is great to still be able to listen to you guys each day while I work remotely. You guys always make me laugh when I need it the most during the stressful workday. Yes, I work remote hours, 7:30 p.m. until 5:30 a.m. each day, Monday through Friday.
Good Lord.
And listening to your show definitely helps. And yes, Stan, I owe you that incredible coffee that is passed through an elephant before roasting. I remember that. I will send some to the K-Rock offices once I get out of quarantine. Aloha. Signed, Jason. Thank you, Jason.
Man, I would not want to be in Bangkok right now.
He's in quarantine, in a hotel quarantine for 2 weeks before he can even see his family.
This that better be a 5-star.
It better be. Quality living. This is from Jeffrey. Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, I need help with some understanding here, fin to fin. First off, I watched what I thought would be a fin W, only to be let down by a quarterback who couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a handful of BBs. I mean, we drafted Tua after those two interceptions. You would think Flores would have put him in. If worst case, we lose from here on out, boot Fitzpatrick's bearded ass and go after Trevor Lawrence defense. I believe he did okay and held the Pats to just 10 points, a 10-point win. Of course, if Brady was still there, we would have been toast. So I'm impressed with the defense. What's your thought? Love the show. Brothers, Junior, keep Stan and Haney safe and healthy. Help them live forever and keep me laughing. It is the key to life Love you guys. God bless.
I think Fitzpatrick was lost when Devontae Parker didn't return. Parker caught all four passes thrown to him, and when he was out of the game, he struggled. Now, on the positive side, even though they lost, they are obviously, and I mean obviously, a much better team.
Haney, they looked like they had players on the field that wanted to play.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed.
Especially on the offensive line with two rookies starting.
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. Here's Superfan Scott. Hey, guys. Aside from some obvious virtue signaling from the NFL, which is what it is, I've been doing it as an organization for years, yet rarely bring about meaningful change. My true realization from this Sunday is the fact that I'll have to watch the exact same commercials every effing commercial break over and over and over. For what, 5 months? Good God. If I had $1,000 in cash and could be assured I could watch any and every game without commercials, I would seriously consider it. Love you guys. King Jr. 2. Scott from Naples.
Scott, let me save you $1,000. Let's say the game starts at 1 o'clock. Set your VCR to record.
Yep, that's what I do.
Don't allow anyone near you. And around 1:30, you can start to watch the game.
And then doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yep.
Yep. Or what I did a lot yesterday for some of the games I wanted to see but weren't local, I still love the Red Zone. Still love it. Still love it.
It's Red Zone is great if you don't have a dog in a fight.
Right. And you just want to see what's going on and watch the action. Okay, let's face it. This, ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
BLM. What else we got here? Marxism.
Jesus.
Hold on, I'm just proofreading this stuff. Lies. Straight facts. I'm going to have to edit this, Guardian. I don't want to get this deep. Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, what's going on? Why didn't you tell us about the football contest on K-Rock?
You really edited this, didn't you?
No, that's the first line of this. I can read that. I didn't know about the game. I knew they were going to do something, but it's just, if you want to play it, play it. Okay? It's not what's going on here, but if you want to play it, I think our name's on it, so. Guys, I found out he found out about the football game from an email from K-Rock. Well, you hit the clickbait, Guardian. Now they're going to bother you all the time. Well, guys, we have the first week of football under our belts, and quite frankly, I was disappointed, not with the game so much, but with the pregame shows. Shouldn't they be more concerned about the games and not with politics? I'll stop there. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
I think it's for the best, Guardian. I mean,
Looks like The Guardian may have pulled a hammy there. Yeah, that may be the last we see of him today.
Hope for a good recovery tomorrow. The Wayback Machine is next. We'll tell you where we're going. It's a good one. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. You're about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. 6 o'clock. Is Al Beck back from vacation? Junior, is he back?
Yeah, he's back.
All right. I know you're the one that talks to him a lot. So Al Beck tonight at 6 o'clock. Nothing in the way of traffic being reported.
Now, right that now. Doesn't mean there's nothing wrong.
You're absolutely correct. But we don't see it here on the board.
Then so it doesn't exist.
We'll check again in a half hour. We do this every week here on the show. We get into the Wayback Machine. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. Today, we're going to take a look at the bottom of the top 10, hits 10 through 6 on the Billboard charts. Let's find out where we're going. What year?
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1977.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to
it. I did.
Not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 10.
The London Symphony Orchestra.
I think Junior just messed himself. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Yes, this was a top 10 hit.
And then 6 months later, Miko came out.
Oh, if you look, it's at number 13.
You're not kidding.
Yep. Same time.
My mom and dad bought this record for me.
You had to. You had to buy it.
And hearing this in the theater was glorious.
Yeah. Oh, here, please, please.
Use the false loop.
Horn.
Oh, is it? French horn?
I'd go with bassoon.
I like bassoon better. Yeah, that's that 3CPO.
No, that's R2-D2.
R2, whatever.
I am a protocol droid. Ben Kenobi? Your father was once a powerful Jedi. You weren't meant to be a dirt farmer, Luke.
Uh. I will build your bridge.
But with my own officers.
Can we move on, or will that make Junior mad?
Ask him.
Junior, we're moving on.
No, keep it here.
We're moving on.
Please.
How many more minutes is left on this? We got other stuff to look at.
About a minute 20.
Oh, all right. That's your brass section with both trumpet and trombone.
What about a bassoon?
That is a woodwind, if I'm not mistaken.
That is a woodwind, yes.
Thank you. Same thing. Although a saxophone is brass, that's a woodwind.
Well, it's a reed.
It's a reed instrument, thus a woodwind.
And once this is done, one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a great song coming in at number 9. We can just get by this.
We would have been done with it, but Junior said no.
Oh, yeah. Producer rules. What the? What's wrong with that picture?
It's the way the world works today. You better check your white privilege. Yeah. It's 2020.
I said please.
Find out what my truth is. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Come on. Thank you. Coming in at number 9.
Yeah!
Sanford Townsend Band with a great song, Smoke from a Distant Fire.
This one holds up pretty good.
Sure does.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. You pulled the rug
right out from under my life. I know where you go to. I knew when you came home last night. 'Cause your eyes had a mist from the smoke of a distant fire. Lord, I was stunned. Should have seen it come a long time ago.
Should have.
When I realized the reality gave me a role.
If things are the same, then explain why your kiss is so cold.
See how they picked up the bounce a little
yep.
bit?
And that mist in your eyes feels like rain on the fire in my soul.
Getting nowhere.
Sax man.
Don't stack up, so slack up and back up. I'll just
ready, Stan.
Don't let the screen door hit you.
On your way out.
Yeah.
Three more runs up to the ground.
Yeah. What a great song.
It's a great song. Brings back a lot of memories.
Makes you realize today really sucks.
Yep.
Woo! Sax Man!
I'd just like to know, do you love him? I'm
just making time. Fill his glass with your fast-flowing bittersweet wine.
Listen to that bass.
Oh, everything's tight. Dialed in.
With your eyes all amiss from the smoke of the dim.
I just love that. Don't let the screen door hit you. Yeah.
Girl, your eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distance.
Eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
Eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
Eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
Eyes have a mist from
from the smoke of a distant fire.
Mist in your eyes from a distant fire.
Got your eyes have a mist from the smoke.
With those drums.
Oh, they're mic'd right.
A distant fire.
That's a perfect song.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 8, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Hello.
This is he.
And before you ask, yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
That's
how
the Stan and Haney difference.
Have you been all right through all those lonely, 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 lonely nights? That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone. Yeah. Hey, how you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did were all for real, not a dream.
Yeah, that's me. Blue days, black nights.
I look into the sky. The love you need ain't gonna see it through. And I wonder why the little things you put ain't coming true.
Oh,
telephone line.
This is he.
Give me some time. I'm living in twilight.
Oh,
telephone line. Give me some time. I'm living in twilight.
All these back to back to back. Night, 1 week in 1 year.
Yep.
All this great music.
Hello.
Hello.
It's what made us want to get in radio.
It's true.
Okay. So no one's answering.
We didn't know they were going to stop making this
Can't
stuff.
You just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer. Well, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black nights. Blue days. Black nights.
Yeah, that's you.
I look into the sky. The love you need ain't gonna see you through.
I love when he said, the love you need ain't gonna see you through.
Coming true.
Oh,
oh, telephone line.
Hello.
This
Give
is he.
I'm living in
Your call is important to us.
That's the Electric Light Orchestra, number 8 this week in 1977. Telephone line. And look who's coming in at number 7. Another
back
great
to back.
Song.
You're in the sweet spot this week, man.
Brother Johnson. Strawberry Letter. What number?
23.
Although references are made to Strawberry Letter 22.
Yes.
But this is not that. This is 23.
23 right here.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. Oh, bass man.
Hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you. red magic satin play near two. All through the morning rain again, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden I see west purple shower bells, fawn birds and river cousins dressed in green. Pretty music I hear, so happy.
He's got that little vibrato in his voice there.
Flowers echo from my cherry crown. Feel sunshine sparkle pink and blue. The playgrounds will laugh if you try to ask,
is it true? Is it true?
If you arrive and don't see me, I'm gonna be
with my baby.
I'm free. Flying on over the sea. Stay with no yellow candy screen. See speakers of kites with velvet roses. They can freedom fly. A present
strawberry led to 22.
See, he says, but this is 23.
Strawberry Letter number 23.
Oh, look at this. Number 6, the last song we're going to be looking at. Our buddy, KC. KC and the Sunshine Band. Keep It Coming, Love. Eventually went to number 1, if I'm not mistaken. Was that number 6 here?
The Stan and Haney Difference. Keep it calm and law. 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 Keep it calm and law.
Don't stop it now. Don't stop it now. Don't stop it. Don't fill me up just to let me drop. Don't stop it now.
Keep it calm and law.
Yeah.
Man,
keep it calm and law. Keep it calm and law.
Don't stop it now. Don't stop it. No, don't stop it now. Don't stop it. Keep it
calm and law.
Keep it
calm and law.
Don't stop it now. Don't stop it. No, don't stop it now. Don't stop it.
Don't go through the ceremony and all that.
Keep it common law.
Keep it common law.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The number one song in the land was Andy Gibb. I just want to be your everything.
Keep it common law. Hey, do we have a second?
No.
Too bad.
Yeah. Maybe when we come back. Mark Haney.
And remember, everybody, keep it common law.
What's next?
Common law. Common law. Common law. Common law.
Jack, did you finish that report?
Yeah, it's on your desk. I'm sorry.
Hey, bud, what's wrong?
I don't know. I just... I'm okay.
You don't seem okay. Jack, sit down.
What?
Why are you crying? Okay, Jack, take a deep breath, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this is annoying.
Thanks. Talking this over with you has really helped me. Thank you so a lot.
Great, man. I'm glad you feel better.
Depression can be helped if you lend a helping hand and be a good listener. Brought to you by the President's Council on Health.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Want to let you know, Hurricane Sally now been upgraded to a Category 2 storm as it heads towards
New Orleans
and Louisiana. Sustained winds of 98 miles per hour. And it's heading to New Orleans, and they were talking earlier. They're worried about the levees. And can they handle it?
Well, I mean, we were talking about it earlier. It actually formed right over us.
It's true.
And all day long yesterday, the weather alerts all day long.
Yeah, the flooding.
A National Weather Service in Ruskin, Florida has issued an alert for Annabelle St. James City.
Yeah, Ruskin, known for where the alerts come from, and I think potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
A good Ruskin potato. I think I'm right on that, on a good Ruskin. Florida makes a lot of potatoes, or grows a lot of potatoes.
Yeah, we make our own potatoes.
Now, Mark Haney is going to be doing the news here in just a second, and he's going to be talking about stuff, and Junior's going to be flashing us pictures of a weird oddity.
You know, if it's convenient for him.
If it's convenient, you know, we don't want to push him. But stuff that Haney talks about, you can see those pictures on Stan and Haney's official Facebook page. Talking about K-Rock. they grab stuff from ours. If you want to follow the Stan and Haney Facebook page, just go to stanandhaney.com. It links right to our Facebook page. Before they even got the idea to do anything digital or stuff, we had a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Follow and like it. And stay up to date on stuff that we do on the show.
At first, we got yelled at about it, and then we got praised.
Yes. And then we got yelled at it again because we didn't want to incorporate it into all the stuff that's on the website. Mm,
give us your likes.
Yeah. Give us all of them. No. Go to stanandhaney.com. Click on the Stan and Haney Facebook page. Like it. Follow it. And you'll be up to date on what we're doing live as it happens.
So if I'm talking about something in the grab bag, we see a story come up, local beat with the mother. Look at her. The mother with the baby.
Just a loving young mother.
You'll see that. Do we have a picture of the mystery dwarf, the guy that might be the one that shot the cops?
Yeah, I posted that video onto our Facebook page.
See, it's all right there. Like it, follow it, and you'll know what's going on. You'll hear it there first.
Like it, follow it, love it.
There we go.
Your color, pick your style.
Yes.
Your call is important to us.
Junior, before I hit the traffic thing, is there anything going on in traffic? Somebody has taken the complete day off.
Nothing on the board.
Nope, everything's smooth sailing.
Evidently, that's the way they think. Somehow, I'm willing to dispute that. But again, I haven't heard anything from our road watchers either.
Something's
going on.
I'm going to warn you. I'm going to be leaving a mess behind me today until they put a trash can in here.
Did you not get him a trash can
yet? Do you want my trash can?
No, I don't want your trash can.
I'll take the Red Bull cans out.
Fine. You found his trash can last week. Find it today.
Well, I stole it from another room.
Do it again. Mark Haney and the news.
I thought the hand-holding was over.
That's what I thought! Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd.
Although when he took the producer job, I don't think he pictured things like, you know, making sure I got Kleenex and a trash can.
Oh, well, I make sure you got the Kleenex.
Yes, you do.
I make sure.
And God bless you for it.
At the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
That's a tiny trash can.
It'll have to do. It'll have to do.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, September 14th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
How little is that? Was it like a bathroom waste paper basket?
It's a waste paper basket made for that murdering midget.
The size mine is. Mine's that size. Get it away from me.
Hold on. I'm gonna clean up since you got it for me. Okay. There we go. Good as new.
Okay. Will you wipe up your cup sweat over there, too?
There is none.
Okay.
How do you like them apples?
Okay, great.
Sunny boy.
You think we can get a newscast in?
May I remind you, you used to be a journalist at one point.
That's true.
And you are no longer. I love that clip. You know the one I'm talking about?
Which one?
The famous one where the reporter's there, old man, and the anchor's telling
him.
Yes! And he goes, I used to be your boss. You are no longer.
That's a great one.
Cheerios. Yeah. Kids love Cheerios, don't they?
Well, they like the frosted stuff. More adults, I think, like Cheerios, the plain Cheerios.
Oh, because they make you think it's good for your heart, but it's not.
No. You know, kids like the honey nut, the cinnamon Cheerios, those stuff.
Yeah, it's got a bee, doesn't it? Where
the honey nut one, yes. It drops a thing of honey.
And just squats.
Yeah. In our day, it was just sugar. It didn't call honey or sweet. It was sugar smacks, sugar pops.
Mm-hmm.
It was
sugar
it.
Chris.
Yep.
Sugar Chris.
Sugar frosted flakes.
Hard to believe the Cheerios were ever called anything other than Cheerios. That's all I've ever known.
Yeah.
Cheerios have been around a while. They debuted in 1941 under their original name. I guess that's back when names were kind of supposed to mean something.
Yeah.
By the time we were kids watching Saturday morning TV, they'd just have a nonsense word for a product, and yep. We'd go, that's normal.
Yep.
In 1941, they debuted as Cheery Oats. Mm-hmm. But that's too long to remember. So we went with Cheerios.
Okay.
And they have been known as Cheerios since 1945. We all know Neil deGrasse Tyson, don't we?
Yeah, one of the smartest people on the face of the earth. He's that physicist.
Yep, one of the most famous astrophysicists in the world. But he's more than that.
Well, he's a TV personality. He can talk to regular people and make you understand it.
He is also a fantastic dancer.
Really?
He won a gold medal at a dance meet in 1985 performing Latin ballroom for the University of Texas dance team Hook'em Horns.
That's right.
A lot of towel snapping after that victory. The Russian delegation showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London.
Unacceptable.
Well, they had an excuse.
What?
They were using the wrong calendar. The Russians were observing the old Julian calendar.
Jeez, wake up.
And had no idea the rest of the world used the Gregorian calendar. Times have changed, Stan.
They sure have, Haney. They sure have.
And it doesn't matter if you're a kid or an adult. Someone in your life will shame you for playing video games.
Yep.
Stan barely plays video games, and he is shamed on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. You're made to feel guilty about it.
And believe it or not, it's been more than 40 years since kids started playing home video games. We were all over the arcade.
Oh, you're darn right. With that Pong.
Which means it's been 40 years since parents began yelling, "Turn that damn thing off and go outside." But that may be the wrong strategy these days.
How do you figure?
Ian Porter and Anthony Cuevas Castro, better known as Crimsix and Shotzi, recently won $1.5 million playing Call of Duty. That's prize money. They also receive regular salaries and multiple paid endorsements. And the two of them have a message for parents. Let them play.
Oh, come on. It's a few little percentage of ones that make that kind of dough.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go tell that to the kids on the basketball court.
How much have you made playing video games?
I haven't tried yet.
Are you gonna?
Junior keeps trying to tell me I should turn pro.
Yeah.
He's begging me. Admit it.
Yeah.
You're going to do that to me?
No, follow your dreams, man.
No, you're always telling me that I need to get a capture card and go to work.
Yeah, I mean, but then I was like thinking about it.
I'm with you, Junior.
Are you saying the pressure's off?
Pressure's off, man.
Cool.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, that's something I do to relax. I don't want to F that
that's
up,
right.
too.
Yep.
Crimzix says his parents were super strict. And
not,
they were
not that strict.
And they were against him becoming a pro gamer, even though he was really good.
Yeah.
But he took summer classes so he could graduate high school early and devote his entire life to playing video games.
Follow your dreams.
He's 28 now.
Yeah, and playing video games.
Shotzi, meanwhile, is just a young pup. He's only 19. And his parents were a lot more understanding. His mother gave him a few years to follow his dreams of being a pro gamer before having to get a real job, which, of course, he never had to do. He says, quote, if your kid has a dream, remember this is the 19-year-old, if your kid has a dream to become a professional video game player, let him be. Try not to be as strict and give it a couple of years. Now, if nothing happens, then you can start being strict.
Jeez, by then it's too late.
Well, that was kind of how it was with me in radio.
Yeah.
And I never got it out of my system.
Never got it out.
Now, that's okay for me, but you could have been so much more,
Stan. Could have been more.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, nothing says class like bringing a box of wine with you wherever you go.
Damn right.
And the people over at Franzia, the kings of box wine, know this. That's why they've just created a custom backpack that holds an entire box of wine. It even has a spout on the side for easy pouring.
Ah.
Hey, baby. Back that ass up. Daddy needs another glass. They'll go on sale Sunday, and they're quite a bargain at $32.
Thank you, no. Oh, there it is, though. How pathetic. Does that just spell loser?
It really is broadcasting it.
Strap on cheap ass backpack that's full of wine.
And you know,
and it's got the brand name right on it.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about what that is. And you notice how that works. The man is wearing the backpack while mommy gets her juice.
Yep. Pours another.
Yep.
Jeez.
'20 has not been an average year. For the first time since the 1980s, vinyl records have outsold CDs.
Right on.
In the first half of the year, vinyl accounted for $232 million worth of music sales. CDs brought in $129 million. So it's not by a little.
Yeah.
Vinyl grew by 4% in the first half of the year. CD sales down 48%. Overall, any physical sale of music down 23%.
I believe it. But I'd like to get the old turntables back in here, huh?
Drop that fang.
You better believe it.
The old steel-armed cobra. Stacks and stacks of wax and wax and crazy records to play on the radio.
Gonna go drop a fang.
Bring back the slip cue.
Yes, sir.
You could scratch live on the air.
Yep. with my own turntable.
Yep, while you're doing your human beatbox routine.
Yep.
That's it right there. Do you hear that? Yeah, you never lost it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Report. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, Stan, as you know, in the insurance fraud business, there's a well-known saying.
Once is never enough.
Go big or go home. Yeah.
Yo, you laughed, Junior, but we're going to take you to the top, all the way to the penthouse, brother.
All the way to the
top.
Yeah,
I'm taking you with me, dog.
Give me that Rari, bro.
I'm going to get you a Porsche sport utility vehicle, brah.
Yeah.
There's a 22-year-old woman named Julia Adlesic in Slovenia.
Uh-huh.
And early last year, she went to the hospital following a horrific gardening accident.
What happened in the garden?
She'd accidentally lopped off her left hand with a saw.
All right, I know where this is going. This is unbelievable.
Surgeons were able to reattach the hand, but it didn't quite work right.
Didn't take.
Yep. After the accident, Julia filed claims with five, count them, five insurance companies. Julia had taken policies out with all of them about a year earlier, and she was looking at a payout of over $1.2 million.
Hmm.
But after a cursory investigation, it was revealed she'd cut her hand off on purpose for the money.
Yep.
Now, there were many inconsistencies in her story. Plus, a few days before that horrific gardening accident, her a-hole boyfriend had searched online about how artificial hands work.
Don't worry, baby. You get an artificial hand, it works just like the real one.
And we'll get you the best.
Yeah, we'll get you the best one, because we're gonna be swimming in money if you just chop off that hand.
On Friday, Julia and her dead hand were sentenced to 2 years in prison for insurance fraud. However, the a-hole boyfriend got 3 years in prison because Julia couldn't have figured it out by herself.
Look at her. The last picture, every picture I've seen of her, she's got a towel or a blanket over. I can't see it. Can you see her bum hand in that picture?
You just see bandage.
Yeah.
Looks like she's wearing an oven mitt.
Yeah, because whenever she is photographed, she's got like a blankie over it. So you can't get a good look.
You know what? She's not bad looking, but she's aggressively stupid.
Yep. Yep. Well, it's the boyfriend was leading her on.
Yeah, he wears a hoodie that says King on it.
Yeah. Don't worry, baby. It won't hurt that bad.
Unless you're Elvis Presley or you're a dog, you shouldn't be wearing stuff with King on it.
Or Junior.
Oh, God. Lord Raw Dog. And that's the news for today, Monday, September 14th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Go Biden.
What? Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Al Beck, back, according to Junior, back from vacation, going to take you through your Monday night.
It's going to be a big letdown. Everybody was so happy to hear Zito.
Oh, man. I both Thursday and Friday listening to Zito, it was like old home week. But Al Beck, he's back. Let me tell you something.
We can't afford Zito.
Yeah. Al Beck better step it up. That's all I can say. Since there's no traffic, Haney has a little entertainment for you.
Well, at the end of the Wayback Machine, I said, hey, do we have a second? You said no.
But now we do.
I had a surprise for you, and I was going to ask you, have you ever heard the original version of Strawberry Letter Number 23? We played it by Brothers Johnson.
Who had the big hit with it.
But the original was done by Shuggy Otis.
Let's hear it. What year was this?
Early 70s.
Hello, my love. I heard this from you. Red magic satin playing in tune. All through the morning rain I gaze. The sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden I see was purple shower bells and tea. Orange birds and river cousins dressed in green. Pretty music.
I think the Brothers Johnson
so
helped it.
It's an example of a songwriter versus performers.
Correct. A little bit faster tempo.
Mm-hmm. And that bass line.
If you arrive and don't see me, I'm going to be with my baby.
Oh, yeah.
I am free. Flying in her arms over.
Junior's struggling with this one.
Same window, yellow, and it's green.
Flat.
Well, it's an earlier recording.
Man's a genius. He came up with it.
A present from you.
Strawberry Letter 22.
The music plays, I sit in for you.
Yeah, this was designed for AM radio.
Now, did you like the Brothers Johnson version?
I love that version, yeah.
Wood, you're all about production.
Yeah, that's what he is, all about production.
But this is the guy that created it.
I wonder what he thought of the Brothers Johnson version.
I bet he loved it because it made a lot of money.
Get them publishing rights.
But you can hear they stayed true to him.
To it, just added a little bit more depth, slowed it down a touch. Well, then it gets freaky. Let's laugh a little bit. Clear the palate.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
So you ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. You might like stick it on a bureau. I'm going to get that to them later on. Right now, I got to watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I got to go to the post office. But I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. I'm going to have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to you ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it. I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do. Okay? Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounge around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. There's always one person at work. Something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. I'm busy.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Let's take a look at Brady's day with the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and our friend Gene Deckerhoff. Let's see how...
Hello, Fort Myers.
Let's see how the day went for Tom Brady. Yes, there were some bright spots, but also, I believe, two picks. Didn't one of them go for a touchdown? Here you go.
Bucks knock on the Saints door. Quarterback sneak by Tom Brady to the 43-year-old score. He did. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Spike that ball, Tom Brady. Who says I'm 43?
Gronk and O.J. Howard fakes the handoff. He's under pressure. Throws over. No. That ball's intercepted at the 50. Coming back with it at the 45 is Marcus Williams, and he's taken down just shy of the 35-yard line, and Tom Brady with an overthrow. Motion again to the right. Brady takes a gun snap. Quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins, 15, 10, 3, 2, 1, touchdown, Janoris Jenkins.
It looked easy, the ball was behind him.
Here's the snap, play action, bootleg rollout, Brady goes toward the end zone, got a receiver wide open, touchdown, O.J. Howard, touchdown Tampa Bay, spike that thing, number 80. Here's the snap, Brady looking, firing toward the end zone, it's a caught ball, is this 2 feet in bounds, Mike Evans has a touchdown Tampa Bay, fingertip grab, Evans makes the catch, and he did get both feet in bounds, and had control.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I...
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is...
The only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey look, I googled anger management techniques.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's f***ing Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is this my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's f***ing Jim McPherson.
Searching for... a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him!
Please don't make me.
Do it!
Send my wife directions to hell!
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is very important. That's why we now present to you... the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. By the way, you can leave that picture up of the mom. There's something about her.
How can you say that? You just said like a minute ago that you're married to the perfect woman.
I am. Does that mean that I can ignore beauty that might be around me? Not taking any action on it. She's a woman with a young child.
Woo!
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
top.
Reasons football is better than sex.
Jeez. I don't know. Top reasons football is better than sex.
Your wife is actually interested in football.
Uh.
Illegal use of hands only results in a loss of yards, not loss of a career.
Living in America.
Football players are praised for running a 40-yard dash in 4.3 seconds. You last 4.3 seconds in bed, you're a laughingstock. It's actually okay to chest bump your buddy and shout "Booyah!" after you score in football.
69, offense. He was giving them the business.
When you get dominated in football, it doesn't cost you $300 an hour.
Yeah.
People don't judge you for enjoying football in public.
Miss emphysema.
And finally, the very top reason football is better than sex.
Yes.
At least you can count on football happening a couple of times a week. Oh, Jesus. Match the 4 o'clock.
That's it, baby.
Whoa.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.